Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Growing Greater brings you stories of innovators, entrepreneurs, and business leaders who are transforming industries and communities as they turn ideas into reality, embrace risk, and invest in new technologies and relationships, all while building legacies of tomorrow. While Growing Greater originates in the city where modern democracy was founded and where innovation is part of the regional DNA, Philadelphia, we bring you stories from around the corner and around the world. Tune in to Growing Greater at radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts. Growing Greater brings you stories of innovators, entrepreneurs, and business leaders who are transforming industries and communities as they turn ideas into reality, embrace risk, and invest in new technologies and relationships, all while building legacies of tomorrow. While Growing Greater originates in the city where modern democracy was founded and where innovation is part of the regional DNA, Philadelphia, we bring you stories from around the corner and around the world. Tune in to Growing Greater at radio.com or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Philly is Funny podcast, episode 3.
Yeah.
We're rolling.
Woo.
Today is National Candy Corn Day, and I want to take this time and say, fuck candy corn.
Woo.
Candy corn is the worst.
Yeah.
They gave this day? Like, they gave it a whole day.
Why?
Candy corn.
Who's still making it? Like, why is it still
I want to meet
out there?
I want to meet the son of a bitch who likes candy corn. That one person.
I feel like it's literally used for decorative purposes.
Yeah, right?
More than
because it's hard. Like, I haven't
edible.
Had candy corn in years because I just refuse. But it's like hard,
gross.
Right? It's not like enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's like it looks
straight.
Disgusting. It tastes disgusting. It feels disgusting in your mouth. Yet today we're celebrating that. So I can't see what Laura, what you're looking at over on your laptop there. She can't see what I'm looking at. And we're kind of scouring the interwebs for the past hour or so trying to feel, you know, see what's going on today. In the world of pop culture, Laura, what did you dig up over on your end?
So I did want to get your opinion on this, Bennett.
What you got?
Speaking of Halloween here. So, you know, Kylie Jenner dressed up her, like, what is she, like 2 years old or whatever?
Yeah.
As herself at the Met Gala. So
oh
Stormy,
my God.
Did you see it? Did you see
no,
the
No, I did not see it.
Dude. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to Google this. So Kylie Jenner dressed up her 2-year-old kid as her in the Met Gala?
As her.
So she gave her kid a fake ass and fake lips.
Yeah.
That's going too far, Kylie.
Yeah.
I got to see this.
You got to let me know what you think.
Hold on. Kylie Jenner. What's the kid's name?
Stormy.
Oh, Stormy. With an I.
Yes.
Stormy with an I. Oh, my God. I don't know. This is kind of creepy. So she's 2 years old, but she looks like she's 22.
Yes. So.
Oh, that's creepy.
It is creepy. And here was my first thought, though, when I saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was like Kylie's Met Gala look. Like,
right.
I didn't know.
And you thought.
I thought she was dressed up as Lil' Kim. Remember Lil' Kim's purple outfit? And I was like, that is dope. And
that's
then
hilarious.
It was not that.
Yeah. I don't know about this. She's 2 years old. Just give her Winnie the Pooh. Give her. Well, I don't know. What do 2-year-olds dress up as?
Like,
what do 2-year-olds like? Paw Patrol. What's the one that my nieces and nephews? Blimpy. Blippi? Blippi? Have you heard of Blippi?
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, that's a thing.
That's
a thing for kids. Thing. I just have cats. That's all I have. And I just read.
So many cats.
I just read that cat owners. This is funny. The cat owners, they say, take at least 7 pictures of their cats a day. And you might laugh at that if you don't have cats. Like, oh, that's pretty extreme. I have 5 cats, and that's not really extreme at all. I think 7 pictures a day is kind of on the low end. I know it sounds ridiculous, but that's a thing.
But every single day, yeah. I mean,
you have a dog.
Yeah, I take a lot of pictures of him.
Yeah, you know how it is.
It is. You're just like, man, you're so cute.
Oh
right
my God!
Now.
Like you're laying. You have your eyes closed. I got to take a picture of this. Oh, yeah. You just woke up. Now I'm gonna take a picture of that. Kind of how my life is gonna go. I'm only 32 years old, but I think I'm just gonna keep on collecting cats. I'm just gonna keep on collecting animals.
How many do you have?
I have 5 cats. I have 8 turtles. God. And I have a dog. Yes, and a dog.
Wow.
8 turtles. I've had one turtle since I was 8 years old. His name is Franklin, as in the books and the television cartoon.
Hey, it's Franklin.
Well, you know the theme song?
Going to my house.
Holy
something like
shit,
that.
Wait, hold on. There's a theme song to Franklin?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Or just make it up on the spot. Franklin cartoon theme song. If you got this right.
I think I'm right. All right,
hold on. You sing it first. All right, go ahead.
All I remember is, hey, it's Franklin. Come into my house or your house, something like that.
I just found something on YouTube. Let's see if you got this right.
Hey, it's Franklin. Coming over to play.
Oh, my God. what else you got over there, Laura?
Right.
What else is
I wanted to.
What else are you wetting your beak with?
Let's see. What a good segue, because this is.
Yeah, you got some bird stuff.
I got some. No, I didn't even want to say. I got some wet stuff. Edit.
I got some wet stuff.
So one headline I am reading is Suzanne Summers. Okay,
yeah.
Remember Suzanne Summers from the
80s, 90s? Is she the Thigh Master lady?
I think so.
And she was also Step by Step?
Step by Step, yeah.
Step
she definitely
by Step,
was
day by
day.
Man, I didn't know this podcast was going to turn into just theme songs, but now I'm going to do Step by Step theme song.
Step by step, day by day, fresh start over, different hands of play.
Man, this is
you know
like,
what? I kind of miss theme songs. Now that we're like kind of going down memory lane, they don't make
they
theme
don't
songs
do
like
them.
That.
It's more just like the instrumental kind of intro.
Yeah.
Anything, right?
Wait, I kind of want to go down this path. What,
okay.
what are some of your favorite TV show theme songs?
Ooh.
It's a rare condition this day and age.
These theme songs are like 2 minutes long. Like they're pretty intense. That's a great theme song.
That's a good one.
Carl Winslow, the OG, he was one of my favorites in that show. What theme song do you like?
Well, that one just triggered, and I don't know if you're going to remember this TV show at all.
Oh, what you got?
But there's a basketball scene that we just watched in the Family Matters theme song.
Yeah.
Do you remember the basketball show? I believe it was on like Saturday mornings. It was Hang Time.
Hang Time.
It's got a good theme
song. I don't
know
if I woke up early enough to watch this on a Saturday morning. Hang Time.
Hanging
theme
together.
Song.
Hang Time. Running together. Putting it on the line. Hang Time.
That's hilarious.
Anderson in it.
Hang Time. So 90s.
Yeah.
The visuals are so great. The theme songs are great, but if you look at the actors and actresses, like they're. Like when they pan to the camera and smile, like, oh, I didn't know the camera was there. Hey, what's up? It's 1995. What's going on? How are you? Wait, does anything get better than.
It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell.
That's the OG right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait, time out. Because I actually have a story about Mr. Belding, if you want to hear it.
Who has a story about Mr. Belding? Of course, Laura does.
Okay,
what's your Mr. Belding story?
In case you are wondering what Mr. Belding's been up to since
a little bit.
Saved by the Bell
it's been about 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, so his real name's Dennis Haskins, I believe.
Okay.
But he literally answers to Mr. B because he's just riding that out. I was in Santa Monica for a summer. And best summer ever.
Yeah, sounds it.
And there was literally my favorite place on earth was this karaoke bar called Dimples. I forget where it wasn't in Santa Monica. It was pretty close, though. And It was like a karaoke bar that you went up. They gave you all these props and costumes to wear. They filmed you. They took your picture. They gave you a DVD, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was
this
awesome.
This is totally up your alley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it was made for you.
Mr. Belding hung out there on the reg.
What?
Yeah. Just, that's what he's doing. Just,
so that sums up what he's up to these days. Good old Mr. B. Any other non-Mr. Belding news in pop culture this week? What's happening on your end, Laura?
Oh, I don't think I had ever even gotten to the Suzanne Summers story.
Oh, Suzanne Summers. Yeah, so, what's up with Suzanne Summers, the thigh master lady and step-by-step
quite
woman?
Quite a tangent. Okay, so Suzanne Summers is in the tabloids today because she says her and her husband get special shots to help them get busy twice a day.
Twice a day?
Twice a day.
Twice a day she gets shots, or twice a day they get busy a day?
Oh, wait, I should read more. No, it's sex twice a day.
And she's how old?
73.
She's 73 years old?
She's 73. She says, quote, "I'm kind of in that groove, like when you were younger and you're in the mood all the time. And so is he, because he's on hormone replacement."
Holy shit. Is he also 73?
I guess. I imagine
that is so creepy to think about.
I know.
That's kind of, I don't want to be ageist, but in this case, I will be. That's really disgusting. Oh, God.
Also,
they're getting hormone shots so they can have sex twice a day?
Twice a day, man. Like,
oh.
Relationship goals?
yeah, definitely. But I think when I'm 73, I don't know. 73?
It's weird that, like, one, it's interesting that they have this relationship. Like,
good
whatever.
For them.
Good for them.
For sure.
It's weird that it's being talked about.
Why is
she volunteering?
Yeah. Why is she doing interviews about it? Like, hey, guys, guess what I'm doing? Guess what I'm up to?
She's going to start selling the shots.
Yeah, screw the thigh master. Here are these hormone shots. I want to see what she looks like at age 73. Does she look good for her age?
She looks pretty good.
Suzanne Summers.
She looks good.
Oh, her man is awfully tan. You see that?
Yeah, they're both awfully tan.
They're very tan people. Mm. So just two tan, wrinkly people. Just doing it nonstop.
Then the article says they've been married since like 77 or something, I think. So
that's even a bigger statement.
It's not
like, okay, so I could see they're doing it like twice a day and like they just got married recently. But yeah, you're right. They got married in 77. So she's been with this guy for that long and they still want to take hormone shots to have sex. Like they want to do it so bad.
Wow.
That's you know what? I take back everything I said. I respect it. I respect it.
I see it in your face right now.
Yeah,
your
I'm like glossing over her like bio right now online. I'm like, wow, good for her. Because if your marriage even lasts that long, to go from 1977 to 2019, and they love each other so much that they want to, like, you know, go through science to still be able to have sex, that's pretty good.
It is really good.
Wow.
Cheers to them, man.
Cheers to Suzanne Summers. I take back everything I said. It's not gross. Well, no, it's still gross and creepy. But I'm happy for them. I'm happy for their gross, creepy sex. Oh, Laura, side note. Okay, so we have this coworker. You know Matt Battle, right?
Yes.
Well, his name is like Matt Battaglia, but everyone calls him Battle.
Yes.
He works here at the radio station. He works behind the scenes. He does a lot of the commercials. Anytime he hears a voice like, "Hey, everybody, you know, check out radio.com," that's Matt Battle, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's hilarious. He's like a drunk uncle. You ever seen Drunk Uncle on SNL? That is Matt Battle. He is so freaking funny, but literally everything bothers him.
He's just an old,
like little
old man.
Little nuances, like little things that you wouldn't even notice in your day to day. Battle will notice, and it will bother him the entire day. So I figured a fun feature here on the Philly is Funny podcast would be a little segment we're gonna call "What's Bothering Battle." So we're gonna give him a call. I'm not sure where he is or what he's doing, but I want to call him up and just see what's bothering him today.
Yeah, he's going to be pissed.
Because, that's probably what's going to be what's bothering him. We did not prep this. We didn't plan this. So I hope that's good. If not, we can just not air it. He's going to be so pissed.
Hello?
Hey, Battle.
Hi.
Hey, it's Bennett and Laura Boss. How are you?
Hey.
Great. That'd be much better if I wasn't talking to you two. But
oh, we knew it.
No, we're just kicking off a lovely segment. So we're calling it What's Bothering Battle? Because you're a happy person.
Yeah. I'm
yeah.
Peach.
Battle, talk me through today. What's bothering you on this fine, what day is it? Wednesday. Wednesday, October 30th.
Sinks.
What?
Sinks.
Man, Battle's being so on brand right now. We were talking as we were calling you up, and this is exactly the battle response I was looking for. Battle, what the f*** is wrong with sinks these days?
Why have we done this to ourselves with sinks? This is a problem that didn't need to be solved. Sinks have worked fine for centuries. Now, everywhere you go, what really set this off was my week in New York City. Every restaurant you go to there, let's say any place in Philly now, has these trendy sinks that are not going to stand the test of time. You know the George Foreman grills? You know the little plastic trays that come out to collect all the
yes,
grease?
Yes.
That's how shallow sinks are now. These trendy sinks, can I swear?
Yes, let it out.
You put your hand under the faucet, you are like an inch away from the bottom of the sink.
Wait, so the sinks, saying it's shallow sinks, it's what's really grinding your gears this week?
These new trendy sinks, your hands are dirtier when you're done washing them because your freaking hands are scraping the bottom of the sink. Because they're so shallow now. I don't know what the hell is going on. I would rather wash my hands in a bathtub because you have all that surface area. You've got all that room to play with.
So you're saying that the makers of these new trendy sinks are trying to fix a problem that was never there.
Right. You ever go and look at like an apartment, especially in the Northeast, and it's still got that like pink tile on the walls?
Yes.
And, like the lime green shit. Like that looked cool for a brief period of time in the 60s. It's not going to stand the test of time. History will not be kind to these new sinks. It's somewhere like down an angle, like a pyramid. Like, how the hell are you going to wash? What the hell am I doing here? I searched online to find what the hell is going on. And nobody can. I don't know anybody in the sink industry. I'm not in sinks. But I can't reach out to. I have nobody that could give me a definitive answer why we're doing this to ourselves. The faucet now is so close to the bottom of the sink. You couldn't even fit a Triscuit covered in WD-40 between the two.
What?
Like, how the hell am I supposed to wash my freaking hands?
That's such a random thing to try to flush down, but I get what you're saying. Wait, so I love how you get even more pissed off as you're just talking amongst yourself. You just keep on getting yourself fired up.
I had a question for you. How do you feel, since we're on the topic of sinks, how do you feel about the big, like, fishbowl sinks?
Oh, I do. I have seen those.
I don't like the ones that stick out from the top of the countertop. I like my sink to go in. I don't want to create more. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like the fish bowls that are, it almost looks like it's resting on top of the counter.
Yep. Yeah.
That's stupid. The only way that would be appropriate is if you go to like a tarot card reader or something like that. I feel like she would have a sink like that. Which is fine. I'm just thinking about this now. How do you even install like a garbage disposal? Like how do you cook? Thanksgiving's right around the corner. What the hell are you going to do? You put this new trendy sink in there at the plastic George Foreman drip tray. How the hell are you going to clean off that turkey? Chop up all the vegetables. Stick it down into the... You have no room to play with. You have no real estate.
Do you feel better, at least, talking about it?
I thought I would. I thought it'd be therapeutic, but it's just got me so riled up. Now, you ever get so angry that you realize that you're hungry?
And,
yeah.
Well, Battle, thank you so much. For just talking about sinks today.
Well, they pay me the big bucks.
Here's what I got cooking on my end over here. Wait, so Facebook and Instagram, they're banning sexy emojis from their social media platforms. So you'll no longer be able to use the eggplant emoji or the peach emoji, which I guess was just an ass.
Yeah, I guess that's a
wow.
Butt.
So you can use them on the platforms, however, they will be blurred, I guess. That's what I'm getting out of this news article.
Yeah.
So if you were to make a sexual joke online, you wanted to put emphasis on it by using the eggplant emoji, well, they're going to blur it. This is what it's come to in 2019. Facebook blurring vegetables.
That's so sad.
Are you serious?
That is so sad.
Do you think the maker of the eggplant emoji had this in mind when he did this?
I think they did, though.
You think so?
Yeah,
You think that those two things were made specifically for like sexual jokes?
I don't know about the peach.
Because I guess why would you ever, like, why would you need an eggplant emoji when you're not talking about a peen?
I don't know why that was so funny.
When you're not talking about a peen.
You know, did anyone... Are we allowed to say the word peen?
Peen. And that is fun to say.
It is really fun.
Peen. You guys can use it if you want. So has anyone used an eggplant emoji, like, just, like, innocently? Like, they're talking about maybe,
Hey, what do you want for dinner tonight?
Yeah, and they put it... What do you want for dinner? What are you hungry for tonight, hon? Eggplant emoji. Oh, yeah, God. I don't think I've ever used that properly.
Yeah.
What about a peach?
The peach I don't tend to use.
I don't think that's very dirty.
I don't use the peach. Yeah.
I don't think... So the peach, though, is for a butt. All right. Well, Facebook and Instagram, they're tired of your shit, and they're not going to have it anymore. They're blurring everyone. I guess people are inappropriate, not just in group texts and stuff like that, but also on Facebook and Instagram. I guess Mark Zuckerberg is cracking down.
He's really cracking down.
That one hit home. He's like, no longer. I feel like there's way more problems on Facebook and Instagram than the use of an eggplant emoji. I feel like there's way more shit that needs to be stopped.
How about, I will just say, so if you don't know, I'm the producer for the morning show with Coop and Casey. And every day or every night we ask this like trending question. And it'll be like, you know, 63% of adults in Philly say that they should always ask their partner before they do this or something. And like every question, every single day, someone on the Facebook page writes anal.
Wow.
And it's every day. And it's,
wow. Anal.
I mean, I don't know how they're allowed to get away with writing that, but they can't put an eggplant emoji.
So I do honestly feel like you should probably ask permission before you do that. I just want to circle back. It's probably
as a woman, I would say yes, please ask.
You should probably do a, you know, hey, trying something new. Hey, like knock first, you know? You should probably knock first.
Oh,
well, that's our podcast today. I think we covered all the hot topics this week here in Philadelphia. Suzanne Summers, candy corn and anal. I think
it's hot.
I think we covered it all. Thanks, Laura.